right, coming back at you live. What's going on, gang? What's happening? Let's look at the news here. We got Dr. Fauci's in the news. Hell yeah. Dr. Fauci says it's too soon to tell if we can gather together for Christmas this year. Sorry. It's too soon to tell.
Surprise, motherfucker.
He doesn't know yet. It's this guy. He doesn't know. We have never stopped gathering together, you dumb bitch. God, he's a dumb bitch. Good thing that no one has ever listened to you, Fauci, with all your bullshit. No one has ever listened to you.
Come on, man.
It's pretty obvious Dr. Fauci wants COVID to last as long as possible because he loves the spotlight. He just put a documentary out. When did you find time to do that?
Hi, everybody.
You're not in the lab. You're not crunching numbers. You're not looking at data. Our Lord and Savior, Dr. Fauci, is making documentaries about himself. What a hero. Lying piece of shit. He's been wrong about everything. Let's hear him talk about natural immunity once. You ever hear him say natural immunity once? Even though it's 27 times higher than the vaccine, he will not mention it. Who in their right mind is still listening to this little weasel? Anybody listening to him? Honey, cancel Christmas. Dr. Fauci says it's not safe. He said he's unsure about Christmas this year, so cancel it again.
Warning, sobering words from Dr. Anthony Fauci about in-person gatherings during the holiday season, just a few months away.
It's just too soon to tell. We've just got to concentrating on continuing to get those numbers down.
And a good Christmas gift would be the vaccination booster and a mask.
You know, it was just 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Now it's 2 years later and no Christmas for you. He'll tell you when it's safe to gather up your children in your home again. It's not safe yet. He's unsure. Get vaccinated. We did. Get the booster. Get the next booster. Hey, have you seen my new documentary? Enough. We're done, Fauci. We're done. No one is listening to you anymore. No one.
I did not know that.
We'll gather whenever we want to gather. You know why? Because it's okay for hundreds of thousands of people to gather in a football arena.
Gotcha, bitch!
Every single weekend and yell and scream with no masks. The top of their lungs, spittle all over the place. That's all fine. That's safe.
Winning.
But Christmas in your home with your family? Might have to cancel that. We don't know yet. We don't have enough people vaccinated. But feel free to have any type of protest you like. Those are fine.
Don't like white people.
Shut up, Fauci. Then we got Gabby Petito, the white girl who was murdered. Then we got some black anchor woman on MSN who's mad because Gabby Petito has gotten far too much attention. What happens to all the black and brown people who go missing? They don't get any news coverage. And I thought, yeah, that's true. Why doesn't the news coverage? Hey, wait a minute. Isn't that your job? You're the news. You're the news, dumb bitch. You don't give enough coverage to black and brown missing people? Well, isn't that your fault, dummy? I don't understand this. And we're looking for this Brian Laundrie. Who knows if he's even vaccinated? No one's even, he's not probably not even fully vaccinated. I mean, does anybody know if he's had COVID-19? I mean, we got Brian Laundrie out there running around, God knows where, probably not had his booster. That's not safe. We got to play it safe, gang. Because COVID is bad. It's bad. It's getting so bad, COVID is, that they're having to fire all the nurses. That's how bad it's getting. They're firing all the nurses in New York City who are not fully vaccinated. That's bad. That means COVID's getting really bad if they're going to fire all the nurses. That's how overwhelmed the hospitals are. And these mask mandates that they're handing down in some of these states. Some of these mayors, this mayor of San Francisco wants everybody masked up. She wants the kids masked up.
Go fuck yourself.
She wants everybody masked up at all times. Then they had a little video of her out on the town. This was funny. And she was not masked up. She was at a concert. And she was not masked up. She was at a Tony concert. That's what it's called. And I looked them up. There's some R&B group from the 80s. Terrible music. Terrible music. She was at a Tony concert. And this is what she had to say about her not wearing a mask. She wants all your kids masked. But those rules really don't apply to her, apparently. Where's this clip? I have the clip. And she's black. It doesn't matter that she's black, you racist pigs. But she's black, and she wants everybody masked up. But not her. She could have said, hey, sorry. I had a moment of weakness, and I forgot my mask, or whatever. That's not the direction she went.
I had a good time at the Black Cat, and I think it's sad that this is even a story. The fact is, there was something that was really monumental that occurred, and that is Tony, the original members, the brothers, Raphael Sadiq, and Dwayne Wiggins, who have not performed in public for, I believe, at least over 20 years. They are just really some of the most incredible artists in the history of this country and the Bay Area in particular. And the fact that that is getting lost here is very unfortunate. Not to mention the incredible trumpeter, Maurice Mobetta Brown, who is just phenomenal. These incredible musicians who performed and who really uplifted the spirits of not just myself, but all of the people who were there. And from my perspective, you know, I was there, I was eating, and I was drinking, and I was sitting with my friends.
So, you know, as long as you're sitting with your friends and you're having fun at a Tony concert, you know, you don't need a mask if you like the music enough. If you like the music enough and, you know, you want to have fun, let your hair down, you don't need to mask up. But all the kids in schools need to mask up, that's for sure. Because God knows, every ICU bed is filled with children. You know, they don't want to talk about the real problem, which is morbid obesity. The worst part about being morbid obese is trying to move those people. I mean, that can be a real problem. Hello? Hello? Hi.
What can I do for you?
Hi. I was calling to get a price on moving. What's your availability for October?
We have sporadic availability. It just depends on what you need.
Okay. Well, I got kind of a special circumstance here. Have you ever moved a person?
You mean like...
Well,
moved a person's house?
No. My wife is morbidly obese, and I need to have her moved. We're going to a wedding in Chicago, and she can't get into a van. It's not an option. She's in a chair, so she's riding around on this chair, but she can't get into a van. It's just not going to happen. And so somebody had said something about talking to a moving company that they could possibly move her to Chicago.
We cannot have a human in our trucks.
That's not something you do at all.
No, I'm so sorry.
There's no way.
No, it is a huge liability.
You got any ideas?
I personally do not.
I mean, I'm just an. I mean, I'd be happy to pay extra. We just got to get her to Chicago. You know, whatever kind of money you want, it's fine. It doesn't matter. We'll strap her down. We'll give her some reading material and some food. This is not a big ask. We're not going that far. We just got to get to Chicago and then back.
Sir, we cannot by any means move a human in our truck.
But that's fine. You know, I'm just asking if you had any ideas. Being a moving company, maybe.
I personally just do not.
Nothing?
No.
Well, that's disappointing. I guess I'll just have to get a different moving company because your customer service is not what I thought it would be.
There's no moving company that will be able to do that.
It's not good. Huh. And you don't have any ideas at all, huh? Because I can't.
I keep saying that, sir. I do not.
All right. Well, I'm just asking. All right.
Yeah, I understand.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
And that call was brought to you by the Rusty Taco. already talked about the Rusty Taco, but they wanted me to do it again. Got a paid sponsor, the Rusty Taco in Dubuque. Beautiful tacos, the Rusty Taco. It's a great place. It's not just what women with red hair call their vaginas. It's not a new dating app for women over 70. It's not a new venereal disease that came out that is affecting women. No, it's the Rusty Taco. They have beautiful tacos. Check them out. They are a wonderful place and good people. Good people, good staff. Thank you. And now it's time for what's new with that dumb bitch, Demi Lovato. She will not stay out of the news. Demi Lovato is lost her mind. First, she came out as non-binary a while ago. Okay. Then she came out as bisexual the next week. Okay. Then she came out as trans. Okay. Then she came out as, she freaked out at the yogurt shop. Okay. She cannot get enough attention. Now Demi Lovato went out and said that the term alien is an offensive term to use to describe people from other planets. It's offensive. Is this real? This is real. Demi Lovato needs to be in a facility, folks. She's lost her mind. She said, this has got to be the dumbest bitch of all time. The word alien is offensive to the pretend aliens that she thinks exist, I guess. She's taken it upon herself to let us know in her latest stint for attention that aliens should be called extraterrestrials. Okay? Because alien is offensive to aliens. I don't know. If I was an alien, I'd rather be called an alien than an extraterrestrial. That sounds way worse. I could hang out with an alien. Hey, it's an alien. That sounds fun. I don't want to hang out with an extraterrestrial.
Why the fuck would you do something
and,
like
and who
this?
Is she to talk for the aliens anyway? You know, maybe they like alien. Okay? You should never use the term alien to describe an extraterrestrial. Okay? Bigfoot does not want to be called Bigfoot either. That'll be next week. I don't think we should call him Bigfoot. That's kind of offensive. Maybe just stick to Sasquatch. I mean, you know, just because he's got big feet. I don't know. These people just want attention. Just give them some attention. The LGBTQ, they're adding letters to the LGBTQ. And it's getting confusing. It's getting confusing, folks. Trying to be inclusive here, but we can't put every single letter in the alphabet in the title. Here's the Prime Minister of Canada trying to get it out. Listen to this dummy.
I will never apologize for standing up for an LGBTQ2+ kids.
2+? I will never apologize to the LGBTQ2+. He just can't get it out. He can't get it straight because they keep adding letters to it, which is fun. But, I mean, how many letters are we going to add to it? They want you to call it, instead of LGBTQ, which seems like plenty, the official title they want to go by now is 2SLGBTQQIA+. Plus. They want a plus at the end. They keep adding letters. You can't add letters. The I means intersex, whatever that is, and A means asexual. So keep that into account when you're addressing this group of people. And they have other letters. What is the 2S? There's also a 2S in there. It means two spirit. So someone with two spirits, sometimes you feel masculine. Sometimes you feel feminine. We're supposed to care. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. These people desperately need to be identified, and you cannot screw it up. Otherwise, you're an oppressive person. You don't want to be that. But the Canadian Prime Minister stands for the 2SLGBTQQIA+ people. He also stands for the Black community and the Asian community and the Indigenous people. And the trans people, and he stands for any man that would like to take a cock in the mouth or ass. He stands for all women. I think he stands for every... Isn't everybody covered there? He stands for everybody except for straight white guys. Fuck them. He stands for abused women and people with disabilities and men who live inside of women's bodies and the Indian community and the Peruvian people with genitalia that's not lining up with their way they feel inside. And, you know, all the Marshallese people. And he stands for, you know, we can't keep this straight, folks. We can't keep adding letters. Everybody wants to be part of a special group. I'm a T plus. I'm a T plus GQ. I'm a GQ with a T. I mean, it's enough, folks. Honestly, we're not going to put every letter in the alpha. That's going to be next. Just every letter in the alpha. It's just every, I support the LGBTQSDWLMNOPBFD. It's never going to end. Until every letter is in there, plus. I like how they end up with plus. Plus. I'm one of the plus. Sexually speaking, I'm a plus. I don't know. Maybe I'm being cynical. You know, it's time for everybody to be a little more inclusive, I guess. I decided to end racism because I was watching the NFL. And on the back of the helmets, some of the people, you know, they have little slogans now. On the back of the NFL helmets. And some of them say, end racism. And I saw that and I thought to myself, yes. End racism. Thank you, NFL. I took a long look in the mirror and I didn't like what I saw. After reading your helmets, I like to be reminded of racism when I watch football now. I took a good long look at that NFL helmet and I decided to make some personal changes in my life. Thank you, NFL. For putting slogans on the back of your helmets. Very smart. It really hit home. I used to be racist. Yeah, I burned a few crosses. But thanks to the NFL and the new slogans on the back of their helmets, I've decided to change my ways. Thank you, NFL. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I'll leave you with some wisdom. Let me dispense a little wisdom on you here from your leader.
Parenthetically, when you build a charging station, it's like back in the day when my grandpa worked for the American Oil Company back in the turn of the 1920 in that area. They went from state to state convincing people that they allowed them to put 20,000 gallons of gasoline under the ground. They didn't want them around.